It's been about a month now since Hurricane Dorian decimated parts of the Bahamas. As WXXI's Randy Gortman reports, a local man is in that area this week trying to help out where he can.
Tom Wilson has done this before, about 15 times before, as part of his volunteer work with an organization called Hope Force. The nonprofit focuses on disaster response, and Wilson, who is retired and lives in Geneseo, is on Grand Bahamas Island for about a week in the Freeport area. He says there's been major progress in that region on getting electricity back online, but a number of homes still have major damage from that Category 5 hurricane, and Wilson says that's what he and his fellow volunteers are working on.
Mucking out their houses, but getting all the wet stuff out of their houses, the drywall and the carpeting and insulation, if they have any, although most of the places down here don't have insulation. And then we're also tarping roofs, so that, you know, there was wind damage to people's roofs as well as the flood damage.
Wilson says a lot of these homes were destroyed or badly damaged by several feet of water left behind after the hurricane. The organization he volunteers with has a strong Christian-based emphasis, and Wilson says it's a blessing for him as well to know that he is helping someone. Randy Gortman, WXXI News.